Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Lincoln. Plus, get an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
And welcome to our high school wrestling locker room chats in week two of the wrestling season, getting ready to go for the Beloit Trojans. Coach Andy Nemchek, the Trojans head coach, joining us now on the locker room chats. Had the double duels in the Solana South JV tournament since we last talked. Let's first talk about the duels with Phillipsburg and Plainville on Friday night. You win both of those 60-24 over Phillipsburg and 50-29 over Plainville. What were some of the things that stood out to you there the opening night of the season for your squad on Friday?
Well, it was a couple nice wins for us. Phillipsburg was a little short on numbers. Of course, coming off a state football championship, they sat three or four of their kids out, and so we collected forfeits at those weights. But, you know, it was a nice our young kids got some mat time, and we certainly made some mistakes, and we are going to make mistakes at this point in the season, but it was a good introduction to wrestling for both our young kids and our more veteran kids. But a couple nice wins. Plainville, we had some more matches against the Plainville crew, and again, our young kids did some nice things and again made mistakes, but it was good to see, and we got some JV matches in there also. So a good way to start the season for us, and we're looking forward to keep moving on.
Again, the Solana South JV Invitational there on Saturday. Garrett Kemenaw came away with a first-place finish for you, a second-place finish for River Paul, and just overall looked like you had a pretty good day there Saturday at Solana.
We did. We ended up taking 14 kids to the tournament, and it's great for these kids to compete against kids their own ability, and they match kids up in an A division or a B division and so on, and we put kids accordingly. But like you said, we had one champion, Garrett Kemenaw, at 285, and River Paul was second at 182. Dakota Schertz, a junior for us, was third at 195 pounds. Kevin Dominguez was also third at 106 pounds. His brother Diego Dominguez was third at 120 pounds. Dalton Chitty was fourth at 132 pounds. Zach Meyer was fourth at 152 pounds. And Logan Cadle was fourth at 220. So a good day for our young kids. And it's most of the kids were involved in a round-robin situation. So most kids got three, four, or even five matches. So that was great to see. And you could just see as the day advanced, kids getting more confidence and kids getting better and improving on things that they made mistakes at.
Talking with Andy Nemchek here on our locker room chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll talk about what's going on this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling here on our locker room chats on KD Country 94.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services locations offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, you have Ellsworth coming up Thursday in a duel, and then you'll have Clay Center Tournament on Friday. First, talk about the Bearcats in that duel in the NCAA. What do you expect to see from Ellsworth's team here in 2015?
Well, we're always excited to duel in a league situation. Mm-hmm. This year, we'll be having a league tournament end of January, I believe it is, and so these league matches, these league duels do not count for league, all league status. But, you know, it's great to have a single duel at times during the season. And Ellsworth certainly has some good kids. And we saw a few of their kids at the JV tournament on Saturday. But so we're excited about that league, that on Thursday, and then we travel on Saturday for a varsity tournament at Clay Center. And this is a very tough tournament. It's a round-robin situation, so our kids are going to be getting many of our kids will get 4 and 5 matches and against great competition. The tournament is made up of some all different class teams, and I'll rattle the teams off quickly here. Beloit, Blue Valley out of Kansas City area, Clay Center, Holton, Hoxie, Junction City, Marysville, Norton, Olathe Northwest, Rock Creek, Salina South, Smoky Valley, and Waubonsee. So as you can see, some very large schools in this tournament, and some 3-2-1A schools that are our size. But this tournament is definitely a measuring stick. All of our kids will be pushed, and we look forward to seeing where our kids measure up at this point in the season against some great competition. And the great thing about it that we like is that our kids are going to get a lot of matches, and that's essentially how you get better. The more times you step on the mat in competition, the better you get, and that's what we're all about here, is getting ready. The entire goal, of course, is to do well at the region and state tournament, and all this is just a lead up to that. So we're excited about having this kind of competition this early in the season.
Andy Nemchek, head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we certainly thank you for the time again this week, and good luck against Ellsworth and that at Clay Center on Saturday.
All right. Thank you, Dustin.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Crop Production Services in Beloit.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area Crop Production Services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center, and get growing.
It's time now for an update on Osborne Bulldog Wrestling with Sports Director Dusty Dinas.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined now by Nate Brown, head coach of the Osborne Wrestling Team. Coach, your team having some success over the weekend at your home tournament. Overall, you had a first-place finish for Spencer Heights for the second year in a row at 138, and also Derek Nagley took first place for your squad, second place for Lance Hall at 132, and third for Roxton Brown at 182. So a nice finish for your team overall, and a good way to start the season. What were your overall thoughts on the first matches for your squad?
Yeah, it went really well. Another one on there, Jared Levan got fourth. Jared does 4 in his bracket, but he gets fourth, so I'm happy to take any points, and it's good for him to get a medal as well. But, yeah, overall, it went really well. So, like I said, last week, is hoping we'd pick up where we left off, or, maybe even a little bit further, and I think we kind of showed that a little bit. Lance Hall, for instance, he said he got second there, and a kid he had to beat to get second was a kid that he lost to last year. So I thought that was a good way for him to start. Another one, let's see, Derek Nagley kind of moved up a weight, but he moved up. Let me start over.
Yeah, that's fine. You can pick up where you left off if you want to. I can fix it.
Okay. Derek Nagley was another wrestler that, like I said, we thought he'd have a pretty good chance of winning his bracket, and he ended up doing that. Roxton had to wrestle a tough kid that was ranked last year, a Hill City kid. Anyway, Roxton ends up beating him first right out of the gate. So really our first round, I don't know if it helped just being home and not have to get on a bus and travel early in the morning or what, but our first round went really well for all of the wrestlers, and that can help get some things going for the rest of the day.
Talking with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up this week for Osborne Wrestling, as they'll be at Minneapolis on Saturday.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Vetker Supply, Brush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out NCKSSports.com today.
And welcome back in our high school wrestling locker room chat. Still with Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team. Coach, getting set for Minneapolis this Saturday. What are your thoughts on moving forward from your home tournament and headed to Minneapolis Saturday?
Like I say, we're starting off well, so that's the main thing. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to, like I say, continue to get better is the plan. Work hard in the room. I know we've got two more weeks. It's going to be tough here at Minneapolis. We've got some bigger schools. Chapman will be there. Blue Valley Southwest. There's some new faces we haven't seen, obviously yet, some we won't see ever again. But it's a pretty tough competition there in Minneapolis, and so we'll find out there a little bit more where we're at. Our tournament was around Robin, ended up kind of changing a little bit just because the numbers are down. Some we had 10 teams here, but not really being able to fill out brackets. We just did round robin, so some kids wrestled three times, some wrestled five. Now next week, going to go to Minneapolis to be a bracket type deal where, if you get beat two times in a row, you're done. So that's a little different as well. You don't have that chance to come back and, beat a kid that, you can wrestle with and have that chance. So, it'll be good. It'll be another good test to see where we're at, and then we'll finish up with Lincoln the following week and we'll be ready for a break. I know that. But the kids continue to work hard, and that's the main thing I'm looking for right now.
It's Nate Brown, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, well, thank you for the time this week, and best of luck there at Minneapolis coming up this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Don't forget to nominate your favorite player for the Athlete of the Week, sponsored by Cunningham Telephone and Cable and NCKSSports.com. To learn how you can nominate your favorite athlete for our Athlete of the Week award, go to www.nckssports.com. You can nominate an athlete from any high school sport. We continue with our wrestling locker room chats with Smith Center Redmond head coach Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, joined by Brock Hutchison, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, you opened out your season going down to Osborne this weekend, and I know that you didn't have a lot of time in the practice room, but you guys were still able to have success and took first place there at the Osborne tournament this weekend. What were some of the things that you noticed there the first time out for your team and the ways that you were able to have some success?
Well, it was a good starting place for us. The tournament has gotten a little bit smaller over the previous years here, but there's still some very tough kids in that tournament. And I was impressed with most all of our kids. There's definitely some things that we need to work on and do better, but overall, happy. Not anywhere near satisfied, though.
Kind of individually, is there anybody that stood out for you here this season on the opener?
Well, David Heilman, at 126, he made the jump back down to 126, and he had a kid that didn't make skin checks and had another kid that got sick on him, so he didn't actually wrestle until 225. I think he stepped on the mat mm-hmm. his first time, and that's a long ways to wait, and he took care of a pretty darn good kid from Minneapolis, just a little freshman, the coach's son there, so I was like, well, he's been waiting, been doing nothing since 225, and then all of a sudden he just goes out there and kind of dominates. So that was nice to see. And after a big cut, that first cut is always the biggest cut, and it's always the toughest cut. And then I don't like to talk about my son, but he did really well, and five matches, four pins, and one tech fall. It's not too bad, and a couple of those are against decent kids. So. And then Dalton Kuhn at 220, kind of walked through the tournament. So I'd be interested to see what happens this following week here.
Talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in our locker room chats. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over what's coming up next for Smith Center, a tough Manhattan tournament coming up on Saturday. It's all coming up on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Higher standards don't need to carry a higher price. That's the philosophy behind Landmark Implement Used Tractor Sales. You'll find a wide selection of brands and models within our used tractor inventory. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, on all used tractors, take advantage of special financing only offered for a limited time. Visit LandmarkTractors.com to see our complete inventory or visit your local Landmark location today and experience the Landmark difference.
Back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, get ready now for the Manhattan Duel Tournament coming up on Saturday. Always an interesting tournament where you see some bigger class schools, some 4A's, 5A's, and 6A's, and a good chance for you to see where you're at early in the season. What do you expect to see this year as far as that Manhattan tournament is concerned?
Oh, it's going to be the same type of situation. You know, it's always a grind. The one team that bowed out this year was Shawnee Mission East out of Kansas City, which they're never ready to wrestle at that time anyway, and they thought you know, since they're such a good football program that they would not come back to that tournament because it just would, you know, they only wrestle like five guys because they're always in the hunt for a trophy in football. But it's going to be Manhattan, and Manhattan's going to put another team on the mat. It's going to be Manhattan B. So they'll probably be every bit as good as Manhattan. So it's going to be maybe even a little tougher this year. And then you have Goddard, who was they ran away with the tournament last year in their class. And Paola is always a good 4A team. And then you have Topeka Shawnee Heights, which they do a great job every year in the standings in their class as well. So it's just always a grind, Dusty. You just got to be ready to go, and you got to be on your toes at all times.
How much does it mean for you and your program to have these kind of tough matches here before the break to maybe see where you're at and maybe get these kids on the mat a few more times, because you're wrestling these upper division schools certainly that have full teams?
Well, you always got to keep your guys in a level head. You know, you never can get too high, you never can get too low until the end of the year. So it's good to show that maybe some of our better wrestlers that, you know, that may walk through some competition at times to go down to a tougher tournament, a dual tournament like this, and understand that they have to be prepared for every match. There are no, you know, kids that are just bad kids, so you just got to be ready to go. And if you get beat, it's okay. So I think that's what helps teach our kids a little bit of responsibility and a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit more sacrifice that they got to give up throughout the year.
Brock Hutchinson, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team here in the locker room chats. We thank you for your time, Coach, and good luck out at Manhattan this weekend.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement.
After another long season, your hardworking John Deere equipment like yourself deserves a little TLC. That's why Landmark Implement's service department is offering our winter service program. Landmark's winter service inspections help keep you in the field when you need to be there, avoiding costly downtime. Winter also is a great time to perform software updates for your ag management solutions, keeping your John Deere equipment running in optimal condition. These inspections are for other colors of equipment as well. Please talk to your Landmark service manager for details. We wrap up our weekly wrestling locker room chats with Lincoln Leopard wrestling head coach John Gardner. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln, and by the Bank of Tescott.
Welcome back to our locker room chats, our wrestling locker room chats, joined now by John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you had a little success over the weekend at the Darrell Schmeidler Invitational at home there. Sam Hill at 106 took first place for you. Dakota Waite second at 113. A couple thirds and a couple fourth place finishes for your squad. Overall, what were your thoughts of the first time out for your team there on Saturday at home?
Well, as I said before, we have a very young team, and the kids wrestled really hard for us. They kept their chins up. They listened to us. They were good sports, well representing our club and our school. And I was very proud of their actions, the way they conducted themselves. We had some pretty good little competition there. Dodge City came up. Wichita Independent, Southeast Dessalines, Elsinore, Onega. You know, we had St. John's Military Academy. There was 9 teams total in this little tournament. We end up 6 with just 6 kids. So they represented us very well. It was the people that ran the tournament for us did a bang-up job, and I was really happy with the way everything went. We even had Mrs. Nas from Coach Nas's wife came down and helped us with the track wrestling. She was a teacher here last year, and she's employed now, but she took her Saturday to help us. So it was a great group effort by a whole bunch of other people, you know, and I was pleasantly pleased with everything. It was a good day for us.
Talking with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, a nice start to the season. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's coming up here for Lincoln Wrestling this week here on Katie Catch 94 in our Locker Room Chats.
Check out these great businesses in Lincoln, Kansas today.
S&S Auto Body, offering excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub, open Thursday through Saturday nights. Biggie Biggs is the place to go for delicious stone-baked pizza, Justin's famous cheese sticks, and ice-cold beer on tap.
Post Rock Motel, under new ownership. Stay the night at Post Rock Motel when you're making your way across the state on Highway 18 or cruising down Highway 14.
These great businesses and more, all in Lincoln.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And we're back in our locker room chats on Katie Kenshin 94. We're still with John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln wrestling team. Coach, you have the Onega Invitational coming up on Saturday. It's always one of those traditions where they come down to your tournament and you'll return the favor the next week. You go to Onega on Saturday. What do you expect to see up in the northeast part of the state?
Well, you do get to see some different competitions. Silver Lake will be there. Quite a few teams from the east, northeast area, and little different form of wrestling. Plus, they run a JV tournament as well up there. So it's a well-run tournament. They've switched it to a round-robin format last year. You get a lot of matches in. It runs quickly. But it's a long day. We have to leave here 3:45 in the morning and usually don't get back until 10 or 11 at night, so it's tough on the kids. And then we'll have the following Thursday we'll have Stafford duels, and then we'll have a round robin the next day here in Lincoln, and then fortunately Christmas break to recoup and gather our wits and get ready for the second part of the season. And you know, hopefully kids do well. I know they'll give us 100% effort, and that's the best we're going to ask for. So, you know, we just hope to go up and represent our school and our town well, and come home uninjured.
Yeah. John Gardner, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, we certainly thank you for the time again this week, and good luck as you travel out to Onega on Saturday.
You're very welcome, and thank you for that. I appreciate it very much.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by S&S Auto Body and Biggie Biggs Pizza and Pub in Lincoln and the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When an accident happens and you need a lift, don't waste time on who to call.
Call us at S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, your local tow and recovery specialist.
S&S offers excellent collision repair and emergency towing service when your vehicle inconveniences you the most.
Don't waste time. If you need help and it's vehicle related, give us a call.
That's S&S Auto Body in Lincoln, 524-4641 or 658-5371 for 24-hour service.
Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.